Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't find it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season.
Praise God, and from whom all blessings flow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We thank God for you tuning in. We thank God for his presence with us always, and we give him all the honor and all the glory. We ask that if you have not done so already, gather together your Bibles and your pens and paper, because God has given us a word in the house for a time such as this, and for that we give him all the glory. We pray that you have started off your week in a blessed and prosperous manner, and again, we just thank God and give him all the praise. We have cooler temperatures here in Atlanta, and that is enough in and of itself to give God praise for. God is just so good. He is just such an awesome God. There have been many things that have occurred, but no matter what, we know, even in the midst of everything that is occurring around us, that it is Almighty God who is still in full control. We praise God for you. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. We thank God for our sponsors of this Seasons of Purpose broadcast, Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, whom we give praise and honor to God for, along with our Covenant Fellowship Church, Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, in which mighty things are being done to the glory of God, to the glory of God. So we thank God for Archbishop Ruth Smith and Bishop Kevin Jones, along with Pastor Zachary and all the leadership there, and all of our fellow saints that's a part of the Light of the World ministry. Amen. And we also thank God for you, because the Lord has allowed us to start this broadcast for you to tune in. And we just give God glory because we don't count it slightly. We don't count it as something that is just mere happenstance. But we know that this is divine, a divine appointment in order for you to be here. So we thank God for you as well. We're going to go ahead and get started in the Word of God tonight. Pastor Jasper is going to lead us to the throne of grace. And again, we give God all praise, honor, and glory. Pastor Jasper.
Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you. Thank you for this day, Father. Thank you for your glory, for your Word, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Father. Your words that we should worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord. We pray to God, Lord, that this day, this time, this hour, Lord, that we should glorify your holy name, Father, Lord.
Yes, God, Lord.
Lord.
Yes.
Our Lord, thank you, Jesus Christ. Lord, we just thank God for his sacrifice, Lord, his love, Lord, and for your endurance, Father, on the cross for remission of our sins, sins of the entire world, Father, Lord. What a love, Father, Lord.
Yes.
What a love that God shared.
Yes.
He only got the Son for us and for you and for our Lord. Then let your will be done, Father. And Lord, to open our eyes, our ears to be able to accept your word on today, Father, for the woman, man of God, this hour, Father, Lord, that she'll bring forth your word with clarity, with power, with might, Father, with spirit, Lord. And we thank you for it right now, that your manifestation, your power should go forth, Father. And she'll heal the land, Father. She'll heal our hearts and our minds, our spirit. And we look unto you for this, Lord, for you. Our help come from the Lord. Lord, we thank God for our help and strength. Lord, thank God for blessing our family, loved ones, Father. We thank God for your provision each and every day, Father. We pray that, Lord, that you assure the way God direct our path, Father. Hold our steps, if you will, in the mandate of God ordained for us to live. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, tonight the Lord has laid on my heart as the speaker of the hour to bring to you a message entitled, Your Actions Amidst the Distractions. Your Actions Amidst the Distractions. And I ask you, Heavenly Father, just to anoint me afresh to be able to minister your word, Lord, with clarity, with understanding, with your anointing power, Heavenly Father, Lord God. None of me and all of you, that your word will go forth and minister grace unto the hearers, that they too may take it and go forth and advance your kingdom here in this earth, that it may strengthen them, that it may edify and encourage them, Lord, and draw them closer to you. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Yeah.
Your actions amidst the distractions. There are so many things that the enemy uses to cause one to become spiritually distracted in their daily lives. To lose focus on that which God has intended for your life. That's the enemy's purpose. We know that he's called to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And that distraction, he tries to use it, the vicissitudes of life and life circumstances, to cause you to become distracted from what God has called forth for you to do. Yet, even in the natural realm, there are times when a mere loss of focus, but for a moment, a mere loss of focus caused by a simple distraction can prove to be disastrous, it can prove to be destructive, and it can even prove to be deadly. We're talking about distractions tonight. On January 23rd, 2012, our son underwent a major 6-hour sinus surgery. He had a condition where a foreign type of mold had grown in his nasal passages, and it had, as his doctor described it, solidified like cement. It inhibited his breathing, and even at night. It caused him to even stop breathing while he was sleeping. Well, that morning, and of course, under those circumstances, we wanted to make sure that this was addressed immediately because it was of a critical nature, very serious. That morning, as we waited for the surgeon to come in, when his doctor finally did come in, he greeted us for our consultation, and we began to question him. I began to question him about his physical, his mental, and his emotional condition. I asked him how he was doing. I asked him, had he had a good night's sleep? I asked him, was he in good spirits? Was he sober? Was he alert? And yes, as I was questioning him, because he was the surgeon, he was the one that was getting ready to take one of our most precious gifts into his hand, and life and death could possibly be at his own decision of being able to put forth that surgery in a manner that was going to be a benefit to our child. And so what I wanted to know, I wanted to make sure in questioning him that he was in no way going to be distracted. I wanted to ensure that nothing had caused him that he to become distracted from his overall purpose of what he had to do. He assured me that he was fine. And we prayed. We took time. I even asked him as well, are you a man of faith? Because that also made a difference in our opinion as to whether or not he would be able to go forth and do what God has called forth for him to do in performing this surgery. In other words, I wanted to make sure that he was ready to perform the surgery amidst any type of distraction, that he was fully focused, that he had our child's health and well-being at hand. No one wants to be in a car where the driver is constantly being distracted. If you're a passenger in a car, you want to make sure that whomever is driving that car is fully focused. No one wants to be on an airplane with an inexperienced pilot who has lost focus or lacks the ability to aviate and navigate the plane. You want to make sure that he is sober. There's been many instances that we've heard of in the news where there have been pilots that have gone to fly planes and they smelled alcohol on the breath of the pilot. You want to make sure, again, that pilot is fully focused. He's taken the lives of those passengers in his hand. You want the driver, you want the pilot, both not to be distracted.
Yes.
Well, in life, Satan often uses the vicissitudes of life to cause us to become distracted. But it is our actions amidst these distractions that will make all of the difference. Let me say that again. It is our actions amidst the distractions that will determine the outcome. If you look at the word distractions, you will see in the midst of that word, D-I-S, T-R-A-C-T-I-O-N-S, the word action. And that word action is what we're going to be focusing on tonight. Your focus should not be on the distraction, but your focus should be on what your action will be amidst the distraction. determine your destiny. Well, tonight, I want to talk with you about three actions that you need to take to become successful to navigate amongst these distractions. So when you become spiritually distracted, you need to take these three actions to regain your focus on the things of God. Number one, you need to set your mind. Number two, you need to turn your eyes. And number three, you need to open your mouth. Three actions to take amongst your distractions. First of all, set your mind. Set your mind. Let's go to Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. What does the word of God have to say about setting your mind? Colossians chapter 3, verse 2 tells us to set your mind, set your affections on the things that are above and not on earthly things. This scripture is an imperative sentence or a command. It's not a question. It's not a suggestion. It is an imperative sentence that tells you to go forth and set your mind on the things that are above. Yet, although it's a command, the decision to take this action is yours to make. God's not going to twist your arm. God gives us free will, first of all. And he gives us, not only in the midst of our free will, he gives us the power to carry out his word. Amen. Set your mind. It says here, experts estimate... Experts estimate that the mind thinks between 60,000 and 80,000 thoughts a minute.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Experts estimate that the mind thinks between 60,000 and 80,000 thoughts a day.
Wow.
That's an average of 2,500 to 3,300 thoughts per hour. It's no wonder that the mind is called a spiritual battlefield. 60 to 80,000 thoughts a day, 2,500 to 3,300 thoughts per hour. When you are a child of God, there is a war that goes on between thoughts that are motivated by yourself, thoughts that are motivated by the Holy Spirit, and then thoughts that are motivated by the enemy. Some of these thoughts are geared to be distractions that will take your mind off and cause you to detour from the things of God. Yet the choice is yours. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. Pastor Jay, can you read Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19?
Okay. Yes, I can. Chapter 30, verse 19.
Yes, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19.
I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life.
Choose what?
Choose life.
Choose life.
That both thou and thy seed may live.
Amen. Choose life. That both thy seed and that thy and thy seed may live. You have a choice. You have a decision to make. And your decision also has the ability to set your course either for a course of life or a course of death and destruction. By choosing the word of God, you have the ability to choose life. In her book, Switch on Your Brain, Dr. Caroline Leaf states, as we think, we change the physical nature of our brain. Did you know your simple thought has a way of changing the physical nature of your brain? As we consciously direct our thinking, we can wire out toxic patterns of thinking and replace them with healthy thoughts. Toxic patterns of thinking, guess what? Lead to toxic behaviors. Toxic patterns of thinking lead to toxic behaviors. Therefore, in Philippians 4:8, the Holy Spirit tells us how we should govern our thoughts. It tells us, finally, brethren, whatsoever things that are true, whatsoever things that are honest, whatsoever things that are just, whatsoever things that are pure, whatsoever things that are lonely, are lovely, whatsoever things that are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, that we are to what? Think on these things. Think on these things. That which is lovely, that which is of a good report, not of a bad report. That which is pure, not that which is toxic. That which is honest versus that which is dishonest. That which is true versus lies and gossip. Think on these things. And just as the word of God has given this list of things that we are to think on, also know that the enemy wars against your mind in order for you to be distracted to think on just the opposite of these things.
Yes.
Just as you take the time to set your alarm clock to ensure that you start your day with time on your side, also take the time to pray at the beginning of each day and set your mind to focus on the things of God. The next action that I'd like to talk with you about that you're to take amidst the distraction is to fix your eyes. Fix your eyes. Because it has been said that the eyes are the windows to the soul. Fix your eyes. In our 21st century world, we have more things that are competing for our attention than ever before. We need to fix our eyes. Let's turn to the book of 2 Kings. Chapter 6, verses 15 through 17. We're talking about fixing your eyes, taking this action amidst the distraction.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, and when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, with them. Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. In other words, fear not. Stop looking at what you see in your surroundings. Stop taking account of the magnitude of your problem. Stop taking account of how many it seems to be against you, because as Elisha has said in this scripture, there are more that are for you than those that are against you. There are more that are for them, for us, than that is with them. Well, what in the world are you talking about, Pastor Constance? Can you imagine the servant looking and seeing them encompassed by all of these horses and chariots? But the man of God, oh my goodness, verse 17 says, he began to pray. And he said, and Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes. Open his eyes. Well, of course, Elisha was talking about his spiritual eyes. There are times when we are going through, when things are trying to distract us, that we need to begin to fix our eyes on that which is spiritual versus that which is in the natural. For as it was here with Elisha and his servant, don't you know that you have more that are on your side in the spiritual realm than that which is trying to attack you in the natural realm? It says, and the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. Oh my goodness, that's a powerful statement right there. And the Lord opened his eyes, and he saw. Oh Lord, open the eyes of your people and allow them to be able to see what is going on around them in the spiritual realm. The news broadcast, and the people often talk about what's going on in the physical realm. Oh, all of the destruction that may be going on around you. All of the things, the destitution, all of the things that are going on around you in the physical realm. But know this, children of the Most High God, those that are with us as children of God are more than with those that are with them, are more than with those that are in the natural realm. Oh, open your eyes. Lord, open our eyes and allow us to see. And behold, as it says here in verse 17, allow him to be able to see. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. They were not only horses and chariots, but they were horses and chariots of fire. The mountains were full of them. They didn't come to play. They came to take over. They came to defeat. They came, this angelic host, to war on the behalf of the prophet Elijah, to war on behalf of the kingdom of God. Oh, don't you know that the same God that was with Elisha and his servant is the same God that is with you. Oh, when you have these difficulties and challenges that you face in the midst of what God has called for you to do, don't allow them to become a distraction, because your reaction, your action amidst the distraction is what is going to determine your destiny. It's what's going to determine your outcome. These distractions come in the form of events that may relate to our family. There are distractions that come in the form of events events relating to our relationship, and more. And all of these are put forth to cause you to lose focus on the things of God, causing us to become victimized. That's what their the purpose is, for us to become victims of spiritual attention deficit disorder. Spiritual ADD. In other words, the enemy wants you to be so spiritually distracted that you lose your focus from what God has called forth for you to do, preventing you from ever fulfilling your God-given destiny, preventing you from hearing from God. But you must take action amidst your distraction.
Amen.
Open your eyes, fix your eyes, and be able to make sure that you don't become distracted, setting your mind on the things of those things that are above, fixing your eyes on the Word of God. Your action amidst your distraction. And finally, God causes you to open your mouth. Set your mind, turn your eyes, and open your mouth. What do you mean, Pastor Constance, by opening my mouth? Well, we are to open our mouth by faith, and we're to speak the Word of God. Turn to Romans chapter 4, verse 17. We're talking about your action amidst any distraction. How to be successful amongst the distractions to allow them not to cause you to lose focus on the things of God. Open your mouth. Romans chapter 4. Verse 17. Pastor Jay, do you have it yet?
Romans chapter 4, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Amen. And it's written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were.
Read that last phrase, and calleth.
And calleth those things which be not as though they were.
Yes, God calls us in this scripture to call those things that be not as though they were.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you mean by call those things that are not as though they were? We are to speak the language of victory. We are to speak the words that line up
mm-hmm.
with the will and the Word of God.
Yeah.
We don't go by what we see, for we walk by faith.
Mm-hmm.
And the Word of God tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that are not seen. And so with that, we don't walk by what we see.
Mm-hmm.
We walk by our faith.
Mm-hmm.
We're to speak those things that be not as though they were. So therefore, if you have a situation where you're in a difficult marriage and maybe your spouse isn't behaving in the way that you would expect them to, or you would desire them to. Maybe they are not doing those things that you would think that, oh my goodness, my spouse should not be acting this way. My spouse should not be behaving this way. You're not to call your spouse, wow, this person is an alcoholic. Wow, this person is a drug addict. No. Speak those things into existence. You might see that before your eyes, but the Word of God tells us that we are to speak His Word. You are the likeness of God. You have the potential to do those things that God has created for you to do. I'm going to call those things that be not as though they were. If your child is misbehaving, don't speak that this child is disobedient and I don't know what I'm going to ever do with this child. No, you speak obedience. My child is obedient. The word of God says, and our children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. We're going to speak obedience over them.
Yeah.
We're going to speak that they will honor their father and mother.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to speak that they will arise and call you blessed.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to speak that when as they grow older, those that they will not depart from the word of God. These are things that we're going to speak over their lives because the word of God tells us to call those things that be not as though they were.
Yeah.
Well, in order for you to be able to speak the word, you've got to know the word.
Yeah.
In order for you to be able to speak the word of God, you're going to have to know the word of God, which means that you're going to have to get into and delve into God's word and begin to study it. Let's talk about scripture for a minute. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. We're talking about opening your mouth. The power of life and death, Proverbs 18 and 21, lies in your tongue. You can speak a thing and declare it. And watch it come to pass.
Amen.
It all depends upon your faith. Speak a thing and watch it come to pass. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. You there?
Yes.
All right. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16.
Okay. All scripture is given by inspiration of God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's profitable for doctrine.
Yes.
For reproof.
Yes.
For correction.
Mm-hmm.
For instruction in righteousness.
Amen. 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 All scripture. All scripture is inspired by the word of God. All scripture is inspired by God. It is the word of God. There is life and power in God's word. You can take the word of God, and the word of God changes lives. The word of God causes the sick to be healed. The word of God causes those that are bound to be delivered. The word of God causes those that are confused to be able to have clarity.
Yeah.
Oh, if you just delve into the word of God, it will give you guidance because the Holy Spirit talks about, the word of God tells you how the Holy Spirit will come. And it will bring the word of God to your remembrance. If you're in a particular situation or a circumstance and you have studied God's word, you may not have the actual physical Bible there with you, but the word of God promises that the Holy Spirit will bring back this word to your remembrance.
Yes.
And as you have studied, and then as you open your mouth and you speak God's word, it goes forth, and it promises in scripture that it will not return void, but it accomplishes that for which it has been sent and which it is purposed to accomplish. It is the word of God that formed this world. Hebrews 11 and 3 talks to us about how God's very word formed this world. in the midst of the distraction, set your mind, turn your eyes, and open your mouth. And that will simply give you the ability to refocus on the things of God and watch those things begin to come to pass. Don't give the enemy any play. Don't allow the distractions to overcome you. But God has called you forth as an overcomer, one who is more than a conqueror, to be able to overcome in the midst of the distraction. Set your mind, turn your eyes, and open your mouth.
Amen. Thank God for that powerful, powerful word. Amen. Word of God. Set your mind, open your eyes, pick your eyes, open your mouth. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Powerful word. Also, we speak the language of our Heavenly Father. Amen. We were created in Him. God created for His glory. So we speak the language of our Heavenly Father. Amen. For we know that death and life is the power of the tongue.
Life and death. Amen.
Life and death, excuse me, and power of the tongue. But God has given that to us to speak life on our behalf and on behalf of our brother and sister in Christ, but pertaining to the word of God, you know. So that all tied in together with the word of God. We speak the language of our Heavenly Father. Amen.
Yeah.
The language of our Heavenly Father. Amen. Yeah, yeah, amen. So we speak the word of God. We live the word of God. They're the same thing Jesus did. He always did the thing that pleased His Father.
Amen.
He spoke and did the work of the will of God, the will of God, if you will. And go about doing great work, good work, healing miracles and doing the thing, the laying the sea, walking the blind sea. Amen.
Death
came out your life, the signs and wonders, and all these things manifest in the word of God for a purpose. We have the same greatness in us through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Speaking to them to do the word of God, to do the work of our Heavenly Father. Being kingdom people, we got kingdom language. Amen.
Amen.
We have our Heavenly Father, so we have a kingdom language to speak and to do. Amen. But we do walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. So that's very important to know and to do, to abide by the word of God. And the word of God abides in us. Amen.
Amen.
The greatness of the word of God is in us as a child of God. And born again by the word of God, we attain that in Him and through Him. Amen. For His workmanship, the Christ Jesus works in us, He will to do good pleasure in us. Amen.
Yes.
He's a believer.
Yes.
So we are entitled to that. And we believe we stand upon the word of God, upon God's holy promises, upon God's principle of life. Amen.
Amen.
The word of God.
Amen. Amen. And God's word further. Because we're living in the last days.
Amen.
We are living in a time that is so very critical that we do not lose focus on that which God has called for us to do.
Yeah.
God has placed us here in this earth for a reason and for a purpose, and that purpose is to advance His kingdom. That purpose is to be able to minister to others.
Yes.
Salvation in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There are so many souls that are out there that still need to be saved. We have a job to do. And you can best believe that Satan, our adversary, he's doing his job.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe me, just turn on your news every day. And it will tell you that Satan is at work. He is doing his job.
Your time is getting short.
Because he knows, yes it is, that his time is getting short. Well, God has called forth for us also to be able to do what thus saith the Lord.
Yeah.
And we cannot be thrown off course. We cannot be redirected by the things that go on around us, the vicissitudes of life. We must stay focused, even amidst these distractions,
yes,
because that's what they come for. They come to take us off course. But if you set your mind on the things of God, if you open your spiritual eyes and you begin to speak the word of God, not allowing for anything to come forth out of your mouth that is contrary to God's word, you will be able to navigate amidst these distractions.
You learn that God helped them to walk in the spirit, not through the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
That's so important in our everyday life. So important for our salvation in Christ, for our consecration towards God. Amen. And for us to set apart. And you know, say, be holy, for I'm holy. So it's a walk. You walk in faith. Amen. In Jesus Christ, you walk in faith.
Yes.
And there's no other name you can be saved. Through the name of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, no other name. There's many names on face of the earth, but there's no other name to bring forth true salvation, but just through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
No other name.
Amen.
No name of no storm, no name of anything else, no name of relatives, no anybody else on the face of the earth. They can do that, but through the name of Yeshua, the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. And we have the power through the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
To do all that God has called forth for it, us to do.
And be steadfast, unmovable for the things of God, the word of God. Don't be talked to and fro.
Amen. Amen.
So important.
Praise God. We're going to go ahead and provide our listening audience with the opportunity to be able to comment on this word. If it has resonated in your spirit, if it has resonated in your mind, we're going to provide our listening audience with the opportunity to share. Is there anything, any distractions that you may be dealing with? Because I know that all of us have been challenged by things that have distracted us when the spirit in our spirits to try again to cause us to get off of the course that God has placed us on. Yes, praise God, praise God. And so if you have a testimony that you would like to share, because the word of God tells us that others are won by your testimony. If you have a testimony to share, if you have a prayer request, feel free to go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio. Praise God. Setting your mind on the things that are above. We have to be able to know how to set our minds on the things that are above and speak kingdom language.
Amen.
Sometimes it is so very important that we speak the language of the kingdom of God, not sometimes, always, always. When it doesn't have anything to do with how you feel, it doesn't have anything to do with what things look like, but it has something to do with your level of faith, of believing and knowing that no matter what, if I stand on God's word, there is no failure in him, and I know that he is coming through, not going out. As a matter of fact, not coming, he's already come through for us. He's already come through for us. So all we have to do is stand on his word.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we thank God again for you all joining us this evening. We thank God for this word. We pray that it has been a blessing to you. We pray that it was something, as we know, that God's word, it goes forth, as we stated earlier, and it accomplishes that for which it has been sent and purposed. God's word is something that you can take with you each and every day. Be able to share it with others that are going through difficulties, others that just simply need to hear and know.
Encouraged.
That exactly, to be encouraged. Amen. And need to know about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the midst of this difficult and dying world, there is a Savior name is Jesus Christ. He is our King of Kings, and he is our Lord of Lords. Praise God. If you would like to connect with us, you may reach us at New Seasons Ministry International. And that is at P.O. Box 16264, Atlanta, Georgia, 30321-0264. You all may also reach us by email at New Seasons, I-N-T-L, for international, at yahoo.com. That's New Seasons, I-N-T-L, at yahoo.com. Or if you are in the Atlanta area and you would like to fellowship with us, we fellowship at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, which is located at 5583 Highway 155 in Stockbridge, Georgia. Our service times are 8 a.m. on Sunday, 10:45 a.m. on Sunday, 12 noon on Wednesdays, and 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. We also host our Sunday school at 9:30 every Sunday morning. We would love to have you to come out. Well, praise God. Again, we pray that this message has been a blessing to you. We pray that you will go forth and that you will take God's word. Use it, because it is life-changing for not only your own life, but for the lives of those around you. We would also like to share that if there is anyone that is not saved, that don't know Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of their life, it is just as simple as Romans 10, 9 and 10 tell us that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, then you will be saved.
Amen.
And so we just ask that you pray the simple prayer of saying, Lord, I am a sinner. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. I believe that you came to this earth, that you lived, that you died, that you were resurrected. And I ask you to come into my life as the Savior of my life, saving me from my sins.
Amen.
Saving me, Lord God. Be my Savior for the rest of my life. And if you pray just that simple childlike prayer, you are now saved.
Hallelujah.
And the kingdom of heaven, angels are rejoicing. And we give God praise and honor.
Amen.
And glory.
Amen.
For you. Share that with someone. Share your testimony.
Amen.
Give us an email to let us know of the new life that you have in Jesus Christ. We give God all the praise, we give him all the glory, and we pray blessings upon you. Go forth the rest of this week. To God
be
all
the
glory. Good night.
Good night. God bless.
God bless.
Our God is an awesome God. From heaven above, with wisdom, power, and love, our God is an awesome God. Sing with me. Our God is an awesome God.
created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
Just men and rats.